I am Winona.
I am Ishmael.
I'm Linda.
I'm Gavin.
And I'm Mika.
I'm Martin.
I'm Joran.
I am Pring.
And I am Fox.
I'm Jessica.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Tiana.
And this is Banana Hot Talk. Live news, live information. This is BNN Newsline.
Good evening, my dear audience, and welcome to BNN Newsline. I'm Gavin.
And I'm Joran.
Last week, a super crew case of murder and body dismember was in trial in Britain. A 59-year-old male police officer, Gordon Semple, was found with his body ripped after reported missing. What's worse, some parts of his body were fished out from some strong acid.
A medical examiner has said the officer was supposed to be in mask with his neck tied with a dog chain when killed. After the murder, Stefano Brizzi, a 50-year-old male developer from Morgan Stanley, was found. He admitted that he and the victim were playing sexual game, which is also called SM. And by accident, the officer suffocated to death.
That's not the first time we hear people killed when playing SM. But what's worse for this case? According to Brizzi, after he found Gordon was dead, he was so scared that he lost his mind, which resulted in his not calling police. Instead, he cut Gordon's body in pieces with a knife, poured acid liquid into a bathtub, and tried to corrode the body by placing it into the acid.
Yee! I'm sorry, my distinguished audience, but this is a little disgusting for me. When Brizzi was recalling all this in the court, he was still quite scared and repeated that he had no other choices because he didn't even know how to bury the body. What's more, when asked why he tried to corrode the body, he said that he was completely inspired by the hit series Breaking Bad.
Brizzi's lawyer reminded the jury that in episode 2 of the first season in Breaking Bad, the hero tries to handle a body by dissolving it in chemical potion, but his assistants burn through the bathtub for not hearing the hero's advice.
Whether Brizzi's blaming his action to the court series is honest or not, we can see that sometimes court movies and series do harm people. So next time after watching court movies and series, please do not try to imitate. It is so dangerous.
And that's all for today's BNN Newsline. May you lead a happy life. This is Gavin. See you later.
And this is Joanne. Bye.
Hi, audience. This is Banana Mini Theater.
Tiana, I love you so deeply.
You're insane.
Leave me alone. Oh, baby, don't be nervous. Just a moment. A little blood from me, some nails from you. Oh, to keep them fresh, maybe fingers will be better.
No.
How dare you say that? I've done everything for you. Now, you just listen.
Please, Joe. I'm begging you. You're gonna kill me.
Oh, sweetheart, what are you talking about? I'm gonna send us to heaven, and we'll be happy together forever. We will have our own house, grow plants, hold our hands in front of others, and not give a shit to your bastard father, that asshole.
Don't say that.
You don't agree with me. Whatever. Okay, it's time.
What are you going to? What? No.
Let me check the book.
No.
Two people fall in love with each other, gather their nails and blood, boil them and drink them.
Hold a second. Well, there is a problem. I don't love you.
What? That's ridiculous. I know you love me. You're just afraid of
death. Don't be silly. I'm not interested in you.
Since when?
From the beginning. I'm not a lesbian. The only thing attracts me is your money. You know, David, it's not just our housekeeper. We have sex. Every time you go for work, we... So, It won't work. You're just wasting your time on me.
Such a nasty whore. You know what? I won't let you go. After I broke, my money's gone. You're the only world. Now, my whole world becomes a joke. I've lost the meaning of my life, so...
Hi everyone, today's Banana's back. I'm today's anchor, Pring.
I'm today's anchor, Fox. Welcome to the show.
What show? It's Banana Hot Talk.
Okay. Welcome to today's Banana Hot Talk.
Let's welcome today's guests.
I'm Martin.
Hello everybody, I'm Tiana.
Hello, I'm Winona.
And this is Gavin.
Wow, Gavin, you're the oldest...
Banana
here.
Banana hot pot. Okay,
the so. Only old banana here today.
Okay, yeah, so
mind your words, kids.
So back to the topic.
I'm here to supervise you.
What's the topic?
Big Brother is watching.
Back
guys.
To the topic.
Hey, the topic.
First, I'm gonna ask you a question. So, what do you think of movies like Pink Flamingo, The 120 Days of Sodom, I Spit on Your Grave, and Caliguna?
Wait, we are a serious program. What movies are you talking about?
Yeah.
Actually,
they're illegal movies, right?
What are these movies?
The movies you mentioned before.
Really?
Somebody just...
Do not pretend that you don't know.
I never watched these fucking movies.
Well,
oh, yeah.
Okay, Martin is pretending. I can see that.
Okay, actually... I don't know Pink Flamingo, but I've watched the 120 Days of Sodom. Is that Sodom?
Sodom.
Mm-hmm.
Sodom, whatever.
Okay, and that's a pretty sick movie, you know, because in that movie, people eating shit and...
Eating shit at their breakfast.
And the old officers of the Nazi government, they forced the young girls and young boys, they forced them to
marry,
have sexual intercourse, and...
Old drivers, dee dee dee.
Yeah, and they skin them, and they dig their eyes out for fun.
Yeah, it's so, in the wow. final part
really
of the movie, right?
It's really a sick movie, I guess.
You make me so excited.
Hey, wait, Winona, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
I'm just this close to throwing up.
Okay.
You know, Winona, the Double 11 is coming, and I guess the tail or something like that is at a low price now.
Yeah.
You may keep your eyes on them.
Okay.
Big brother.
And then you need a partner. Where did you get those movies from?
You know, that is a golden age.
Once upon a time,
we can still use QVOD and Baidu.
One of the
driving car.
Okay, so go on. It's your time, kid.
So what we call these kind of movies?
I don't know.
What are them?
Sex freak movies. Horror. Weird.
Not horror.
We can check out the internet.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Wow, it's called
Cult.
C-U-L-T.
Is that a professional definition? Cult movies?
Cult movies?
Where are we?
We don't know yet.
We don't have
it's just a kind of movie.
So, since you guys have watched so many movies, so many, like, weird, bloody, violent, and something related to...
Shit.
You know. Yes, shit. S.M. So,
S.N.M.
Why do you think these movies are so popular among us?
Among us?
Really?
Except...
No.
Amount.
No.
Not popular.
Yes and no.
You sing, excited,
girl.
You get excited.
I am. You
miss excited.
Surprised and excited.
No.
Why you feel excited?
I think Obviously, the topics in real world is illegal, and we can't do it in real world. And we want some people want you, not me. Some people want you.
Why do you stress that?
Yeah, not me.
Not me.
Are you spying?
I'm innocent.
To pretend.
I am innocent. I am innocent. Okay.
Oh, and so now you see the dark side.
Some people want you watch it in the movie and just to have some, you know, mental excitement and yeah, just that, like that.
Oh, okay. Actually, I think cult movies are not popular, and they're just popular with a certain group of people, a small group of people. Not me. I'm not included.
Everybody's trapped.
Okay, me. Certain group of people. Their name is
Bananas.
Martin.
Yeah, Martin.
Nona,
like Martin.
Yeah.
Gavin.
Fox.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Banana.
Bananas.
They're really just popular among a small group of people, or else they wouldn't be called cult movie. Or we're all psychopaths.
Are you one of the group member?
Of course no.
Of course you are.
You're not in the club.
Okay. To be honest, I am kind of interested in that kind of movies, but I don't watch
them
often.
Okay, now you are one of the members.
You do not watch them often.
Sometimes I've watched several of them.
Yeah. Several. Several.
You know what, girl? When people are talking about their interests and things are fond of, actually these things are the things they don't often do.
Yeah.
Just because
that's
they don't
true.
Often do it, so they love it and they cherish the chance of watching
it. Scratch all the chances to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah.
You guys. A slutty, okay.
What? Slutty? Are you sure?
What about you?
Well,
do you think
it's popular? Most of the time it's because the curiosity of us. Because we couldn't do such kind of things in the real life, so maybe we can see that in the movie and to know more about them. And I think the human beings have their own thoughts in their deep heart, but we couldn't find it in... We couldn't find it. So maybe these movies can let us to let the deep heart, deep side out and let the devil out to...
The devil.
Do something.
All of us
have
our
own devil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then do something you didn't dare to.
When did the bananas begin to be so
dark?
Serious about...
Because this is a serious topic.
It's not a serious topic. This is an illegal topic.
Okay, move on. So, yeah, in order to not be so serious, next I'll ask you a very interesting and funny question. So, will you watch your favorite cult movie over and over again? And how many times do you see yourself as your limit?
I don't get it. Why would I watch it over and over again?
I don't know. Ask Marty. He watched, you know, some movies for like more than once.
No. Though I like it.
No.
Oh yeah, you get yes. You bet.
Are you saying his favorite movie is a cult movie? I don't believe.
No. Yeah, a good person, right? Though I like those movies, but it do make me feel sick, and I really don't want to watch it over and over again. Yeah.
You don't want to watch it.
I don't want to feel sick over and over again.
What if I push you to watch?
Why do you push me to watch a cult movie? To watch
over again.
I'm beginning to wonder the relationship between you guys.
Anything wrong?
It's a nonsense.
Okay, it's nonsense. Go on.
So will you watch cult movies over and over if you like it, and if it's your favorite cult movie?
Well, I guess no one here like to watch it over and over again unless someone pushes you to.
Why?
So, who would push you to watch a cult movie over and over again? Unless your teacher asked you to do
unless
it.
Unless you are a banana.
I have a dark teacher.
No, imagine you are in the cult movie. You are one of the
unless you're a banana who has to be part of the cult.
Unless you are a director of the cult movie.
So can I assume that you all don't like cult movies?
I don't hate them, but I don't like them.
You don't hate them?
You saw you saw them excited.
You're
I'm
excited.
So surprised at the things you said, so I get excited. So I won't watch a cult movie over and over again. If I finish watching a cult movie, I just move on and search for more.
So now we got movies for more.
Why would I watch the same movie over and over again?
So I won't over and over again, but more and more.
More healthy movies.
More cult movies.
More healthy
movies.
We know that.
Healthy movies.
Love and action movies.
Yeah. Okay. Japanese love and action movies.
Okay. Stop driving cars.
Yeah, what's your point?
About me?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite cult movie?
Favorite cult movie? No, I don't watch them usually. I'm a good girl. How will you know that?
Yeah, right. I am.
You know, just some research that about 80 or 70% of girls have watched like
Adult movie?
Adult movie. Japanese
that is
love and action
by
movies.
By accident, so. Not I'm...
Doesn't everybody watch it?
Not everyone is like you, okay?
I'm a boy.
We all know you are.
You are the noisy minority, and we are the silent majority, okay?
Yeah. So, let's talk about... What weird movies do you think you watched but no one else had in the room?
The Human Centipede. I bet you have never watched that.
Another
movie about eating shit.
What?
No,
I've watched it.
You watched it?
What? So you only know about the shit?
Are
you a psychopath?
When you were babysitted by your mother, I was watching that movie.
Yeah, that's
you. Yeah, you were babysitted by your mother too.
Okay, go on, Winona.
Okay, so you already watched it. What else can I say?
Say something
we have innocent kids
innocent
here.
Innocent
we never watch
kids.
It.
Yeah. So innocent
more
kids.
Details.
Let me tell you some details about
you must
it.
Have done a lot of research
yes,
into that movie.
Okay, I just roughly introduced it to you.
Details.
Details? It's about a doctor, a surgeon, and he always dreams to do an operation to sew people together.
Which part?
One day, he kidnapped three girls, and he cut their mouth wide open.
A Japanese man and two girls. Yes.
The man died later, and he kidnapped the third girl.
Well, you guys.
Oh, yeah. He died after he became the human centipede.
Because he's not suitable for the operation.
I think that's when he was already being made into a human centipede, and then he died. So the doctor, the surgeon, exchanged for another girl.
Oh my god, this is going to be so academic. So go on, professors. I want to
okay,
know more.
He died anyway.
Yeah.
And he found a third girl, and he cut their mouth wide open and sawed their mouth to the ass of the people in front.
Exact hole. So that's hole to mouth.
Mouth
another hole.
H2H.
Mouth is another hole.
Another hole.
Oh, get it. So you all watched it. And
No. Actually, they don't know that movie,
yeah.
But they know a lot about
Okay. So the three girls are all stick together, and the second girl has to eat the shit of the first girl, and the third to eat the shit of the second. Actually, the Human Centipede is a series of movies. They have three movies. I've only watched the first one.
Yeah, and the
but
one
I heard the
is...
second one is. Much better.
It's much better.
It's better.
You might reconsider.
You want more
people sued together. Yeah.
That's exactly what happens next. Yes.
They have 12 people.
And you think
together.
It's excited? You want to watch it?
I want to watch
a certain one, which is one.
Okay, I'll explain to you. You know, in the first movie, there are two people eating shit, and in the second movie, there are 11 people eating shit. So we know that thing, 11 people eating shit is better than two people eating shit.
No!
That's the end of the story.
Oh,
go on.
No, shut up!
the director says himself.
Only about
hell.
Program
is a program with its own smell. It's shit.
The director says himself that the second movie is better than the first one.
In which way?
So the second movie is the true climax of the... No. The third one should be the climax of the whole story. But the second movie is believed to be the best one among the three.
In the
filming techniques.
Just exactly suitable number.
Yeah, the average number of people shoot together.
And when it's too less, it's not exciting enough. When it's too, you know, like 100, that's...
Yeah,
you can't see the details.
Yeah.
Isn't it about humanity?
So the third one is much ruder than the first two. And the first two is more specific.
So, it's a movie about humanity or about shit?
Both. Okay, you always focus on the shit.
The shit and hoe to hoe.
Yeah, and hoes.
Hoe to hoe shit.
What about you?
Have you guys ever seen the movie? It's called 26 Kinds of Way to Die.
26 what kinds of way to die?
Yeah.
To die.
I saw the program is from A to Z. It's
really
similar.
Yeah, it's 26 directors from 26 countries to
make
the movie. Yeah.
That sounds so fascinating.
It shows 26 ways to die.
But I think in Ming Dynasty, they have
more than
100
ways.
I just remember that the Japanese director
directed
the movie. Yeah.
Japanese director.
He let a man just look at the mirror, look at himself, and so the man scared him out, and he just died. Just
what?
Look at the
mirror. What?
So it's
not
ridiculous.
That is not the Japanese way.
Whoa, Japanese way is the fuck to death.
No,
what?
I'm gonna cut it out.
You
know what
no
you just said.
Sorry.
You don't have the right to talk about cult movies.
Yeah, it's about cult movies,
right? So the 120
so,
way to die.
120 way to die.
You want too much.
Oh my
no
god.
Such way.
So that's
the Japanese way. Are there any more impressive ways? Is there a Chinese way?
Yeah.
No Chinese way.
Okay, no Chinese way.
Cut here.
We know they're scared of the socialism holder. Okay. Go on.
So I'm very curious about the French way.
French way?
Kiss to die.
Yeah, use your tongue.
Really? Kiss to die.
No.
Oh.
Just use a knife to eat himself. Cut one piece and put it in the dish.
That's kind of Chinese.
Wow.
Use a knife to eat himself?
Wow.
Eat himself?
It's crazy, right?
Eat.
Just wait to die.
So the man suicided.
Not suicide.
Almost.
Well, imagine
he
ate himself to his mouth.
This is my fritters, my toe. I'm gonna eat it. I'm gonna eat it roasted.
It's a chicken taste.
And put some cream on it. And this is the main dish, my leg. And,
oh my god,
paper.
Can our audiences bear this part?
Can he eat his own brain?
Which is a
can
lot
he eat,
of course not.
Can he eat his own mouth? Like, you know, I eat my mouth with my mouth.
Yeah, and my mouth is still here.
Now, so remember, another country, the director just put the movie into a comic way.
Comic.
He let a woman
who the hell would draw that?
Go to the toilet and
eat shit.
Eat the shit. She was killed by the shit.
What? She was killed by. She fell into the toilet
and she was drowned.
While she was eating the shit,
was
she
so
was
many
just
choked.
Stop.
The woman has her shit problem. She couldn't.
Shit problem.
Stop.
She couldn't shit.
Stop. She couldn't let her shit out easily. Are you guys get it?
Yeah, we get it.
So her shit is very hard.
Too hard?
Obviously, men cannot
drive
by
God's
way.
That is the
hard as steel.
That is the
cult movie I've ever heard.
And the shit is alive. And the shit is alive.
Yeah. Little shit.
That's ridiculous.
That sounds like more ridiculous than Neo.
Finally, go into her mouth. And then,
the shit,
like a bullet.
The shit, they're like,
a bullet.
From
OMG.
Talking about Shayna, you all get excited.
Okay, we should change this topic, you know, next from one. Cult movies to movies about shit.
Next one.
So what are you gonna say about shit?
I'm so sorry that my movie is still about shit.
yeah, okay.
No, not surprised.
But it's not all about shit. It's just a little part of it is about shit. And
what part?
The movie is called Pink Flamingo, and I'm sure that you've never watched it because it's such a sick movie and just, you know.
Really?
Yeah, blah, 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 directly to the shit.
What? You want to hear the shit? Okay, I'll give it to you.
The old lady.
The old lady not only eats human shit, but also dog shit.
Dog?
Yeah, it's a real dog shit. The director let the actress
eat the real shit
in the movie. In the process. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm serious. And actually, most of the cult movies, like 120 Days in Sodom.
It's real.
Yeah, the actors in that movie ate real shit.
What?
It is the real shit. Yes.
Really? How do you know?
Yeah.
Because I've heard that movie, but I searched some information on the internet, and I know that the. The heroine is played by a man actually, and the man is the best friend of the director. And did he eat real shit?
I've never heard of the director.
Actually, I don't think it's real shit. It's might some kind of
peanut. Chocolate.
Flour mixed with chocolate, or soil.
It should be peanut butter.
Okay, so lovely.
Love it, peanut butter or shit.
Martin seems like he wanted to eat that kind of.
No. Talking about the pink flamingo on the movies. The heroine, not a heroine, just the old lady is really, you know.
Oh yeah, that old lady is pretty.
It's like a bitch, and she is not like a bitch. She is a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And the bitch, left his son or daughter.
So what are the bitching points on her?
She just left her son to have sex with her daughter or let her daughter to have sex with her husband.
She is totally a psychopath.
Not only a psychopath,
what's the point of this movie?
This movie is just
make you feel sick.
Yeah, make you feel sick.
And humanity.
It's about humanity.
It's about humanity.
That is what we are going to talk about.
Bitch tells us humanity.
Poor humanity. Yeah. What crime have you done? All the sick movies.
The doctor used shit and sex and the psychopath to tell us what is humanity.
So this kind of stuff really happen in the world. Maybe.
I don't know.
So that's the humanity.
Okay.
Okay.
Can't argue with that.
If one day you are watching cult movies secretly in your bedroom, but suddenly your parents came in. How do you react? I won't let that happen.
I have no computer.
Well, it just happened.
Yeah, supposedly, you know, hypothetically.
Well, first, how do you think they will react to it?
If it does happen, I will play calm. If it's my dad.
calm down.
Yeah.
If it's my dad who come in, I'd say, we will both pretending nothing happens.
if it's not
really what? Both pretend nothing happened.
Yeah. Yeah, that is...
Or it's super awkward.
No, it's not super
if it's
awkward.
My mom, she would ask me, honey, what are you doing?
You didn't do it in your childhood?
Yeah, you're no longer a child.
Actually, I think it's a common sense between parents and kids. You know, it's like a protocol.
Yeah.
When parents find their kids doing something weird, such as marrying you, you were caught.
Again, you are wrong.
You were caught when J Cha Cha K in off by your parents. That's so awkward. They won't tell anything about it.
If my parents enter my room and see I'm watching a cop movie, I'm sure that they will stay with me and they will sit by my side and watch a movie with me. I'm sure.
Okay, what kind of parents do you have?
I have a very open-minded parents.
To your parents.
I have very open-minded parents and they would like to share the movies and to share our minds.
Later we'll prove it.
Yeah, we would like to share our minds.
Oh my god.
To think about to meet your parents.
And to think about the personality and inside the movie.
Your personality or thinking
while you are watching the bloody the sexual actions
sexual actions, yes, love and action.
So what's the limit of the movies?
The limits? Probably
that your parents don't like to
no limit.
That your parents would like to
no
watch it
no
with
adult
with
no your... adult video but just calm movie.
True open-minded parents never have limits. Marty, I'm beginning to worry about your kids.
Oh, I make you worry. Sorry.
Okay, what if 10 years later or 20 years later?
When we become parents.
Yeah.
No, it's,
and
it's,
you
it's
walk
like,
into
oh,
the
like 20 years later.
Yeah, yeah, imagine you see your children watching cult movies secretly in their rooms.
Using what? Using iPhone 20, iPhone
30. Yeah, well, anything. How will you react?
Using the VR.
Using the VR.
What?
Wow. The VR to watch cop movie.
Oh,
excited.
Okay. Yeah, and how will you react?
Can you spare me your VR glasses and let me watch it?
Really? You're a bad mother.
Honey, what are you doing?
Honey, what are you doing?
Doing
well,
what
no,
you
I'm
did
just...
when you are at my age. Hey boy, do you know what I'm doing at your age?
Innocent, yes.
So what are you doing?
No, I'm doing nothing. I'm doing nothing. No.
Study.
I'm just
Focus
keep studying.
Study.
Yeah, I'm working hard.
Oh, the movie you watch is so lame, not like me.
Yeah, I just watch adult movies.
But I'm as old as you.
This is getting a little far, you know. Yes, so Tiana, what do you think?
Well, maybe if it's me, I will talk to him or her later about...
You will let them finish the movie and afterwards you won't interrupt. You won't interrupt.
Of course you gotta let them finish that.
Watch the movie together? So I just walk away and talk to him or her later.
Why don't you just interrupt them?
Such a model mother.
Yeah. No, because he or she is just watch the most of the movies while I'm reading.
The most exciting part of the movie, and you don't want to.
Yeah. The kids want to see the cult movie. They will watch the most exciting part first. So
yeah, they won't feel good if they are interrupted.
So you're saying that you've watched cult movies in your, you know, in your adolescence, so you will respect their freedom to choose to watch cult movies.
Educate to tell him her to see more good movies about study. Yes, that is the most important thing of our life.
True and true.
Yeah, but actually what our teachers did now, did in our childhood, it just, they will shut your computers and they will, you know,
hey, fucking
come
boy,
to my office.
Come to my office.
And share me.
No.
And share me your resources.
Give me your USB.
Share me your resources.
Give me your hard disk. Give me your USBs. And give me the fucking website.
What kind of parents
and fuck on my office.
Okay, guys, that's enough. I'm going to sue you if you continue to talk about all the shit and all the... Well, you... you, okay. Dear
Stop
audience.
Pretending you're the one who asks questions.
Okay, dear audience, please just go home.
This is the banana shit talk.
I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah,
go
to the toilet.
And find your mama.
Wash your ears and wash your mouth.
Comb your hair, brush your teeth.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
Go to the toilet.
And never watch cut movie again unless you
really excited about watching
this. You can see the movies.
Yeah, when talking about this, print open the or turn on the computer and I don't know what is that.
Okay. And I can see that. Oh, is that thunder? Is that really? Is that Baidu Ming? Okay, go on, print.
Yeah, and that is all for today's banana hot talk.
Woo! Hot shit talk.
So bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 一个人的时候，听荔枝 FM。